I think it was really helpful during some of our early sessions to just share my calendar with you. And we just dissected it and talked about some of the pacing that was being set by how I was scheduling meetings with clients. That mm-hmm. was a big theme for us. So I think it was tweaking some things in the calendar. It was also like reconstructing my thinking about how to schedule client meetings, and ongoing effort for me has been to be okay with extending timelines. And that was something we talked about, was like, sometimes the sense of urgency is somewhat self-imposed. Of course, clients want things to get done at a steady pace, but sometimes I'm creating my own sense of urgency. When we opened up the calendar and looked at it, we did make some adjustments. And also we talked about what thoughts were leading to this belief that I was somehow doing it wrong. And the other thing is that you noticed on my calendar that I'd use a time blocking system, and I had project work blocked out, but I didn't actually have a time block for client meetings. And even though like the client meetings are never rarely at the same time every week, I wasn't holding time for client meetings. So then when a client would request a meeting, or we realized it was time to schedule a meeting, it would take time away from some other time block in a particular week, which would also create stress. So now that I have that time blocked out every week for at least one client meeting, I can shuffle things around. It was more of just a shift in thinking about it, because it wasn't like I actually gained any time in the week. It just was like I reserved some time that was dedicated to that task. The other thing that I'll say is it was an exercise in not starting anything new. That was a really big piece of it. The preparing to go on sabbatical was maybe as powerful as actually being on sabbatical, because I had to stop starting anything new. Yes. And that felt really foreign. There's so many things that come up that sound fun and exciting or like great opportunities, but when they're all kind of up in the air at once, it can suck the joy out of any of them because there's not that much time in the day.